Shaw here from deanshawinterviews.com, and today I'm chatting to Dean Holland of Internet Profits. Dean has made quite a name for himself over the last few years as the internet student who's become the teacher, and he's now helping others either supplement or replace their incomes by following his online Quick Start Challenge. Like many others before him, Dean found himself following the dream of the internet lifestyle and spent a considerable amount of money chasing it. However, that dream was pretty elusive, and as it kept disappearing, so did his money. Indeed, it got so bad there was a point where, when most of his peers were beginning to find their feet financially, Dean was being advised to file for bankruptcy. As you can imagine, it was a pretty bleak time in his life, but thankfully he's bounced back and is here to tell the tale. So without further ado, let's hear his story in his own words. Hi, Dean, are you there?
I am. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you.
Fantastic.
So I've sort of alluded to it, but can you tell us your background, please?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, by all means. As you said, it was kind of a, I guess, quite a typical story now, I guess, that a lot of people experience when they discover, the whole make money online thing. And yeah, for me, it was back in 2004, I think, when I very first kind of stumbled across it now. And it was very good, probably, I think it was about 4 years, if I remember rightly, that I was just kind of jumping from course to course and trying pretty much everything I could, because as you just said, in the introduction there, I was, chasing that dream. And I really, quite foolishly, I guess, looking back, but I really did believe from what I was reading, it was just going to be so simple and it would happen, really quickly, and my life would just change, really easily.
But what sort of got you interested in the first place? I mean, because you had a history, or, well, not a history, you started off working in a restaurant and then you worked behind a bar and then for a building company,
Sure.
which aren't exactly internet based. So
No.
what made you suddenly think, oh, I think I'll make my fortune on the internet?
Yeah, it wasn't, it wasn't a specific plan that I came up with, initially. I didn't come to it with that in mind that this is what I was going to do. I just kind of, I can't remember exactly is the truth, but I think if I recall, I did the sort of went to, just came onto the internet, onto a search engine and just started looking for various other ways to make money. It wasn't actually what I'm doing now that I first started trying. I mean, there was like multi-level marketing and everything. I tried so many different things, but essentially, the way I stumbled into this was, just going in search of additional ways to make money for myself. Because I mean, as you just said, the jobs that I had, nothing was around this arena in any way at all. But one of the things that I had always, felt is that I always wanted to, better myself and do as well as I could. I never really kind of had a career path, if you like. When I left school, I didn't go on to higher education or anything like that because, again, I never knew what I wanted to do. So I guess you could say this kind of happened accidentally in a way.
But you didn't actually, you weren't desperate for money at the time when you were looking for the internet, because a lot of people these days, they're desperate for money and that's why they're turning to the internet. But you weren't at that stage, were you?
No, exactly. Yeah, and that's the crazy thing in hindsight, looking back, is that I didn't have any debts when I first started looking for ways to make extra money. It was just a simple fact I wanted to earn more than what I was. None of the jobs I was in was, amazingly well paid. And so I was just searching for ways to make more, just to better myself. And, as I say, the crazy thing is there was no debts at that stage. It was trying to learn this that got me into a lot of debt and nearly, like you said in the introduction, put me into bankruptcy. So it's pretty crazy. I came to look for how to make more money and ended up nearly losing everything.
But the thing is, there are so many ways to make money on the internet, aren't there? So if you only try one thing, you're always going to wonder whether something else would be better or something would appeal to you more.
Yes, exactly. I think what you've just said there is actually I see now is probably, I guess, for people starting out, it's a downside to this whole thing is that there are so many ways to get results on the internet, and there's that many people, that are getting results, and they're all out there sharing their own methods. Is that, it's no wonder kind of when you start looking into this and buying products, it's so easy to get pulled in different directions because there's just, like you say, so many different ways being put out there.
Absolutely. I don't know if you're familiar with Andy Jenkins, who's known as the Video
Oh,
Boss.
yes.
But he says that, well, we all know that information is the new wealth, but now there's too much information because everybody, as you say, is producing some different system and some get rich quick scheme. So there's information overload and people really don't know what to do. And it's not actually information that people want, it's transformation.
Yes, no, that's a very good saying. Yeah, no, absolutely, I agree.
So, do you think that the course that you have, and which we're going to discuss a bit later, can offer that transformation to people?
Yes, absolutely. And this is, the only thing that I've ever done in terms of teaching or, creating my own training packages and helping other people is always to teach people the things that I've done, so I never, and there's probably a lot of people out there that, publish information and things on things they not haven't necessarily had great results with themselves. They're just kind of relaying the information from others they've learned from. But with, my courses and things, it's always through the experiences that I've had. I always kind of, I can very well teach people what I've done. I can't teach anyone what I haven't done. I'll always be honest with that. So, yeah, as you just say, with my course, it is teaching people exactly how I got started from that very beginning stage. So, anyone that's willing to follow it closely and continue to stick at it, I believe, and it has been proven many times, can get similar results.
Now, you had a mentor, didn't you? And Alex Jeffries, you sort of became a bit of his protege, didn't you? In as much as, well, he didn't help you any more than he did anybody else. It's just that you took the information and ran with it. Did you find that you experienced any animosity from any of the other people on the course at the time?
I didn't notice it at the time, if I'm honest. I mean, there was a few things that came about afterwards, people commenting on my blog, and I think people did have a perception that I was getting more additional help outside of the coaching program, which, wasn't true. I mean, Alex and I have now gone on to become friends, over the years since. Because this was, I think, the back end of 2008, early 2009, when I was in that coaching program. But the way I foresee it is, I was starting in exactly the same position as most of the people there. I think, if I remember rightly, there was about 500 people in that coaching. And I didn't have any additional advantages on anyone else. I don't see how I could have. I was in the same community, and everyone had the same advantage. I guess, I just stuck at it and continued to do so. I don't know. We all have the same training, I guess.
Yes, I know. I was speaking to Gary Parks, and he was on the same, well, he had the same mentor as you, but on the earlier version, and it was the same for him. His name came up a lot because he actually took action. And that's the thing about being successful in anything, really, isn't it? You can have all the knowledge you, well, possibly you can, but unless you actually take action on it, it's worth nothing at all, is it?
Yes, exactly. Yes. And one of the things I've experienced over the years is that, I do think what you've just said there is the key. Why is it that I got results and others didn't? I think, I mean, I can't say this factually because I don't know everyone individually, but I suspect that a lot of people didn't not only do everything as thoroughly as they should have done, but they probably also didn't stick at it as long as I did in order to make that transformation happen. And because I think when I got to that stage of starting that coaching, I'd had several years of struggle and jumping from product to product, and I'd finally got myself in my mindset to the realization that I have got to stick at something. That's why I got a mentor in the first place. I hadn't done that in all that time. I hadn't learned directly from someone in a coaching type environment like that. So when I did, I decided to myself, this is the final straw. I'm either going to learn from someone that's doing it and make it work by, working really hard and sticking at it, or, the best bet is just to give it all up and admit that this isn't for me.
So you've really got to stop buying and implement what you have, really, haven't you? Implement the knowledge.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I can, being truthful, I can look back at a lot of things I did over those first 4 years, and I can't now, I can't put the blame on all the products that I bought. I used to think back then, it was the products letting me down, that everything I was buying was useless. Well, I'm sure there was a lot of rubbish, but I'm also sure, looking back, there was a lot of good products there that I just didn't give them the justice. I didn't stick at them. I just kept buying something else. And, if you're buying a new product every week or several products a week, how can you be implementing them thoroughly? You know, the people that have created those didn't get the results they're sharing with you in that product overnight. For some reason, we get stuck in that mindset of thinking that we can do it overnight. And that's kind of where I was stuck for a long time.
But equally, things happen for a reason, don't they? And obviously, if you did buy a lot of products and you actually opened them and looked at them, then it would have given you a wide knowledge or a wider knowledge of what was possible and how the jigsaw fits together, because there are many different strategies, aren't there? And what I'm going to ask now is the Quick Start Challenge, which you are offering to people now, does that differ from the course that you were on? Are you applying different strategies from what you've learned?
Yeah, good question. To be honest, comparing it with the coaching I was in, a lot of the fundamentals are still the same. And this, you know, this is, I think, quite an important thing, is that what I was taught to do, you know, many years back is still working today. It's still very, very relevant, because it's not based on, you know, any of the kind of tricks or loopholes that people often put out there that they say that kind of works for a short period of time and stops. You know, the things that we teach in the Quick Start Challenge is, you know, the real fundamentals of building an online business. So, you know, those elements will never ever change. Like I said, you know, they were taught to me by someone that had been doing them for years. I'm sure that person had been taught them from someone that was doing them years before. So, you know, the knowledge and the things that I'm doing in my business are the things that have worked for a long, long, long time, you know, and I don't see that changing.
Absolutely. You have to build the basics, don't you? And one of the basics that you advocate is having your own blog, yeah, isn't it? So does your blog only work for internet marketers, or can you apply that to any niche?
No. Yeah, great question. No, someone can use a blog in any niche whatsoever. You know, a blog, ultimately, the way I view a blog is that it's your own kind of social platform, if you like. You know, it's a place where you can publish content and information, you know, very, very easily once you learn how, using a blog. And it's a place where other people can come and enjoy that information and actually interact with you. People can leave comments and you can, you know, reply back to them. And it's a place where, regardless of what niche you're in or what topic your blog is, you know, your information is posting about, if there's other people that have an interest in that as well, that can be attracted to that site, you know, you can interact with them. And, you know, like I say, that can apply in any niche whatsoever. It doesn't matter what your interests are or what business sector you lie in, that can be used.
Yes, it's surprising, really, the way people can communicate with others, isn't it? Because everybody has a story and they all have their own skills. And when you write, regardless of the way you write, you will always find somebody who is attracted to you. Do you find that? I do think it's important to have good English or good grammar. I don't think you should write sloppily, but certainly the way you write, and certain niches, there are certain terminology and phrases and even slang words which people identify with, so you have to use them, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. And I think this is one of the things that I was taught when I was starting a blog, is not to try and be anything that you're not, or try and, you know, talk like anyone else talks. It's to be yourself, you know, because people, you know, no one can keep up being something they're not for the long term. And everyone's, you know, hopefully looking to build a business for long-term success. So, you know, you've got to be yourself. And as you said, people will relate to that. And I think this is one of the things that I did with my blog, you know, much like in the introduction when we were talking, I, you know, shared my story and background on my blog. I didn't come out saying how I'd, you know, had lots of success and that I found everything really easy. You know, instead, I, you know, shared how I'd been struggling for many years and I wasn't finding it easy. So I think that's one of the things that possibly a lot of people related to, because it was just me being open and honest, and a lot of people also was in a similar position and had similar experiences. So, you know, people started interacting with me on my blog, and that's where I guess the readership came from.
Certainly these days you have to be open and honest, because with social media, so many different platforms, if you pretend to be something you're not, you'll soon be found out, won't you?
Exactly.
And the thing is about being online, or, well, not necessarily online, any business really, the most important thing that you can have is your reputation. And once that's gone or it's tarnished, it's very, very hard to get it back, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. And I think this is one of the things a lot of people that have been online maybe for a while fail to realize now is that, you know, you have to adapt to how the internet is now. It is, you know, everything on the internet is pretty much social in some way or another. People can, you know, go online anywhere, you know, so many places now, and share their experiences with you. You know, so if someone had a negative experience with someone, they could go on Facebook, they could post it on their blog if they had a blog, you know, and if someone was to do a search on Google, for example, for that person, and that negative experience may show up, and that, of course, is going to do no one any good.
That's one of the big things at the moment. I know a lot of companies are offering reputation management to businesses, especially to restaurants, because you only need a few bad reviews and people stop going, don't they? But everything is like a personal taste, isn't it? So you need to have lots of followers who really do appreciate what you have to offer. So do you think that to be successful online, you need to be young and somebody who is knowledgeable with all the social networks and Facebook and Twitter? Or do you think that the older person could embrace?
No, I don't think it's an age thing whatsoever. I think, you know, the only important thing is that you're willing to learn and you're willing to put in the time to actually grow a business. You know, in fact, I would say I'm actually probably being a bit younger. I'm probably in the kind of minority of people that are looking to do this. I think the majority, I say, of my customers and clients are all older than me. You know, mm-hmm. So I don't think age has a factor there at all. It's just a willingness to learn and implement.
Yes, that's something I found surprising, because my mentor was also Alex Jeffries, who was your mentor. And I went to one of his workshops in Las Vegas, and the people there were, I thought, quite young. And then a few years later, I went to one in London where you were speaking, actually, and I was really surprised at the difference in the age group of the people in the audience. They were considerably older. And it seems to me that the most popular age group for people investigating being online at the moment is the 50 plus age group.
Yes.
Because obviously with the recession and the fear of pensions not performing as well as people had hoped because of the crashes in the stock markets and things, that they're looking to either replace their incomes or supplement their incomes, because nobody's job is safe these days.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And that's one of the experiences that I've had. You know, a lot of people that I speak to with regards to coaching and things, you know, they are, as you've just said, in that position where, you know, 50 plus, possibly approaching retiring, or some have just, you know, retired, and they're simply, you know, no, they don't have enough approaching with pensions and things. And it's a massive worry for a lot of people, you know, so they are, you know, a lot of the older people are turning to the internet to look for ways. And like I said, there's a lot of older people having a lot of successes. So I think it's, you know, as long as you are willing to put in the effort and learn and implement, then, you know, I think anyone can do that.
There was a scary statistic on the BBC News the other week in UK, which said that 3 out of 10 over 50s had debt problems, because a lot of them have got fixed incomes, or maybe as they get older they have ill health and job losses, so they've taken on repayments for various different things which they've suddenly found that they can't keep up with.
Wow.
And taken on the credit, which, as you know, there's some people that will offer it readily, but the repayments are quite extortionate. So
right.
A lot of older people find that they lose everything, really. And of course, after retirement now, people are surviving so much longer, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think when the pensions were first brought out, people weren't expected to live about 5 to 10 years. But now, I mean, people live for years and years. My gran actually was 99.
Wow.
Yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, if and they say that more and more people are going to live until they're 100. Well, if you retire in your 60s or even 70s, 30 years without an income is quite a time, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, extremely. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, that's quite a scary statistic, as you say.
Mm. And also, going online, it's not just individuals who are going online, is it? Businesses now, especially local businesses, need to embrace the fact that they need an online presence, because we've seen so many companies, well-known companies, that have gone into recession and receivership because they haven't had an online presence.
Yes, absolutely. And I've just been talking about this. I think it was last week, actually, or in the last few days. The city where I live, you only have to walk through the city, and there's so many stores closed up now and out of business. And they've got the banners outside saying closing down sales and things like that. I think it's a real shame. And I think, as you said, it's not just the small independent stores. It's big brands as well over the last few years that have gone out of business. And I do think a lot of that is largely due to the failure to adapt to the way things have gone. So many more people are coming online. It doesn't mean you can't have a successful offline store. It just means if you have no online presence to draw people in, your competitors do. So who's going to get the customer? It's obviously going to be those that are getting in front of their customers' eyes where the customers are shopping. And I just think, the internet plays such a massive, massive role now in people's spending habits that failure to adapt, even down to, takeaways and restaurants, as you said a moment ago. People are going online now to search for their local takeaway.
Absolutely, because they want to know the menu, don't they? And reviews, and also how to get there. Because what a lot of local businesses don't seem to realize is that they need to be found, because they say, well, our customers are local, they know where we are, but they have to appeal to visitors, don't they? And if you're in a back street or something, you don't necessarily get the walk-in, drop-in trade. So everybody really needs an online business, even if it's only a small website, just to say where they are.
Yes, exactly.
And of course, it has to be mobile friendly, because mobiles are taking over from laptops and computers, and people search locally, and most people who search locally actually go to the local businesses. But if you haven't got an online presence and they can't find you, then that's it.
Yes, exactly. And I do think, you and I are both in the UK. I do think we are quite a lot behind, actually, the USA at the moment in terms of all of this. You can look at what the people offering local marketing services there are doing. Businesses over there do tend to be, in my own, I mean, this is only my opinion, of course, ahead of the way local business owners here in England think. Because, a lot of people here, I mean, in the States, mobile marketing is such a huge thing. Text message marketing now, it's not just having a website, they're also capturing their customers' mobile numbers to be able to send text message offers. There are businesses here doing it, but it's not as, as vast, or as popular or as widely known as over in the States, for example. I do think, again, this is all a progression that is becoming more and more apparent to business owners that it's not just good enough now to have your store on the high street. You need an internet presence. Soon, I feel going forwards over the coming year or so, a lot more are going to realize, well, it's not just good enough to have that now. We need to also be marketing to our customers in a channel that they're going to receive, which isn't necessarily always email. Emails get missed now. There's takeaways and restaurants that are actually contacting their customers through text message. I get them from, pizza takeaways and things where, buy one, get one free if you come in on a Tuesday, things like that. And it does capture your attention, but I just think a lot of people here are a bit behind the times and need to soon again start adapting further.
Absolutely. So it goes back to what you were saying. People have to be willing to learn, don't they?
Exactly.
And also, because there is so much competition, especially from the larger firms, small businesses have to offer an experience, don't they? Especially if they are service industries, like hairdressers or nail people or restaurants, where it's a lot of people have said for restaurants, you get to know your customers' names. So when they come in, when you show them to the seat, you would say, hello, Mr. Holland, or Dean or whatever. So it's more of a personal experience as opposed to just going to the restaurant.
Yes, I fully agree. Yes, absolutely. You know, and people, you know, it makes all the difference. You know, there's, you know, it's not difficult in that instance that you've just used. You know, when someone's made a booking, it's not difficult to then greet them by their name when they come in. You know, as you say, it's an experience.
So going back to your course, which you call the Quick Start Challenge,
Sure.
how is it delivered? Obviously online, but is it by email or do people log in or what?
Sure, yeah. We basically have it in a protected members area, so people would be given an account as such, and they would have their own login details. And basically, it's largely delivered through video formats, so video training. And we've done that largely because after, you know, surveying a lot of our customers, that was the preferred choice. But in addition to that, we also have some PDFs as well, so people can actually read some of the directions and instructions.
Because that's very important because people learn in different ways, don't they? You have to
Exactly.
offer so many mediums. I know when I first got online, all you had to do was create a PDF, and that was marvelous. And then it got so that you had to have an audio, and then you had to have a video.
Yes.
It just goes on and on and on.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, but I guess that's again, it comes back to adapting, I guess.
But as you say, if you seem to have all the bases covered, if you've got videos and audios and things, so that's really good. And is there any support?
Oh yes, absolutely. This is one of the things that in my business particularly, learning from my experiences in the past, I believe one of the big things that a lot of people are lacking is, as you say, the support. So I don't think it's just good enough to give someone the training, because I think everybody is an individual, and something that you understand, for example, someone else may not. So it wouldn't be fair to make assumptions that everyone will be perfectly fine once they get the training. So one of the things that I do with anyone that comes into this, they do have a direct line of contact with us here in the office. So if they have any questions at all, or sometimes just a bit of clarity on something that you going through, you know, I always encourage anyone to ask. And I think one of the things I always try to encourage is, like I said, for anyone to ask any question, whether they feel it's small, or sometimes people think, you know, their question's silly, so they sit back and don't ask it. Well, to me, that's crazy, because if you don't ask the questions that you have to get the answers, you'll never overcome those things. And I think that is one of the reasons a lot of people end up jumping from product to product, is because they don't necessarily have the support, and they've got no one to turn to ask for the solution. So I always encourage anyone in this, you know, do come forward and ask your questions, because I'm here to help you get through the course and get the results.
Oh, excellent. So in the course, you offer the basics, which are general foundational things for whatever niche anybody wants to, and then can they go off in any direction, or do you specify that they do A, B, C and learn in, say, internet marketing and then do their own thing?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Essentially, the way I teach things is, because obviously my thing is within internet marketing, I teach it in that direction. However, one of the things that it becomes very clear as people work through the course is that once you've learned the fundamentals that I'm teaching, it honestly doesn't matter what niche you wish to go into, because you can apply these tactics and, I guess, the fundamentals in any market at all. You know, I mean, just to kind of give an overview of how that can be applied. You know, to start with, as you mentioned a bit earlier, one of the first things I teach is basically getting established online through the use of a blog. Well, you know, although I'm in internet marketing and that's how you may see me teach things, you can do that and take that concept and that fundamental and apply it in any niche that you want to be in. And secondly, I then teach, you know, how to start generating traffic to your blog. Well, the methods that I teach on how to do that, yes, I may teach them in the niche that I'm in, showing resources in the niche that I'm in, but you can take the methods that I'm teaching and apply those in any niche whatsoever. You know, so it's not about me teaching you to be in internet marketing, it's me teaching how I've grown my business and how you can follow those same concepts, but you can apply them in any niche that you wish to be into.
So traffic means visitors to your blog who are interested in what you have to say.
Exactly, yes. So essentially, you know, I'm going to teach you how to have a blog and get established online in your market, and then how to start generating targeted visitors, getting people that are interested in that topic to your blog and actually start interacting with you on the blog there.
And it's relatively easy.
Yes, I mean the methods, because just in case with everyone listening, just to be certain, with traffic, it's essentially you're either generating traffic for free or you can do paid advertising. Well, I never had any spare funds essentially really to go into paid advertising when I was getting started. So it's not something I teach in this course. So there are, several ways of generating visitors to your website, to your blog, without having to pay for that traffic. It's just obviously a time investment that you're putting into it. So, you can, like I say, you can apply the methods that I teach to any niche at all to get those visitors back to your blog.
And is it time consuming?
I would say it's not, it is, because like I said, when in terms of getting traffic for free, you are investing your time, but ultimately, time is what we have to put in, and if I never proclaim anyone could just start a business, without investing time. So yeah, I would say you do have to put time in, but in terms of how much time does it take then, one of the things I always say to anyone is if you can put in at least, say, 7 to 10 hours a week into your online business, which, essentially is maybe equates to an hour and a half a day. I guess if some days you can't in the week, you can maybe make that up at the weekend. But I think anyone should be able to put in, say, at least 7 hours a week. And as long as you can do that, you're going to see progress and you're going to see things move forwards.
So it's something that evolves over time. So if somebody wants a quick fix, the quick start challenge may not be the route to take, but equally it is good fundamental business knowledge.
Yes, exactly. And to be honest, from my experiences, I know people are looking to make money as quickly as possible, and they may be in that mindset I was for many years, where you're looking for that, that quick fix and that rapid success. But to be honest, I would always encourage anyone to realize this isn't just a case of making quick money. If you want to make money on the internet, you have got to do that by building a real business. Whenever you make money online, it's because somewhere someone else is buying something. It's no different to someone walking into a store in the high street and spending money on a purchase. Just because it's online, it's really no different. You've got to put in the effort to build a real business, and when you do things the right way and do things like that, you will have a lot of long-term success.
Absolutely. And it's something that anybody can do. They need to have the right mindset, don't they? Because there's so many people say, well, why me? But why not you?
Yes.
Why can't you do it? You have to have that mindset that I can make this happen, don't you?
Yes, exactly. Yes, you've got to think that way. You've got to have that mindset, as you say, and you've got to follow essentially and stick at a proven plan. And once you've got that, I mean, I can look back and absolutely say that one of my biggest mistakes that caused tens of thousands of debt was just not sticking at one proven plan. I did jump from thing to thing to thing. I didn't, I never gave anything the time it deserved. I never stuck at anything for the long term because I was searching for that quick fix, that magic bullet, if you like. And it's just not out there. It doesn't matter how long you search for it, it is not out there. So if you want the results, you have to have a proven plan to follow. You have to have the support with it, and you have to stick at it and have that mindset that you can and will do it as long as you stick at it and put in the work.
I know one of the things that you do, which we were both taught by our mentor, was to plan tomorrow today. Because with so much information out there, and it's so easy to get distracted, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I
So
still struggle now with it, I guess.
do you still do that? Do you write down what you're going to achieve the next day?
Yes, absolutely. I'm actually now, I never could do this before for a long, long time, but I can actually now plan about a month or more ahead. So I know exactly what I'm working on for the next 30 days at least, and I break those components down into weekly tasks and then into daily tasks. But for anyone listening to this, the kind of in those early stages, I'll be honest, I was never able to plan that far ahead, a while ago. So I did, like you just said, plan tomorrow today, just work one day ahead of yourself. Never sit down at your computer thinking, what am I going to do now? Always have a plan in mind. And I guess this comes down to, again, having a proven plan to follow. So you do know what you're sitting down to do. But if you I think you just said quite a key thing is that there are so many distractions. It's far too easy to sit down without a plan and to open up your email inbox and then to jump on Facebook or something that you've just read in your inbox. You end up clicking a link and you end up reading a sales page. And before you know it, an hour's gone by. Possibly if you've looked at a few things, maybe you've ended up being persuaded to buy another product. And, you know, it's so easy for your time to just slip away. And if you haven't got a great deal of time, you know, maybe you've only got an hour or two a day. If you've only got that, it's so, so important that you are sitting down with a clear plan on what you're doing in that time, because you can't afford to waste the time that you've got.
And it's important to write it down, isn't it? Because then you can tick it off and you get such a sense of achievement to see that you've actually done something which is taking you towards your desired goal, don't you?
Yes.
It's called working smart, isn't it? Not hard.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And, you know, one of the things you just said there is something that I always find with myself. If you have a to-do list and you know your tasks, that you can look at the two sides of the coin here and say, if you was to sit at the get to the end of the week and look backwards at the week that's just gone by, and if you feel like you've got nothing done and another week's just gone by and you haven't progressed, it's quite a really negative impact on yourself. You know, you kind of beat yourself up inside, and you know, you get mad and frustrated at yourself possibly. And put that in comparison to having a to-do list at the start of the week and actually getting to the end of the week and seeing everything crossed off and knowing that you've got everything achieved or most of what you set out to achieve done. In the opposite, it's quite a positive feeling, and it's actually really motivating. And once you start seeing yourself cross off the items on your to-do list, it kind of propels you on to get things done even more effectively and quicker, because you see that you're seeing progress.
Absolutely. And it's such a sense of achievement, isn't it, to realize that you've learned something new, because you should never stop learning, should you?
No, of course, I agree. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Dean. I think... Well, it seems to me that there'll always be a need for courses like yours, because there's always be people who need a helping hand. Certainly in my age group anyway, because we've got less time to make up for maybe not having a financially rewarding job in the past or commitments or things. And just because if we are all going to live longer, then we want our retirement and our twilight years to be as comfortable as possible. So your Quick Start Challenge could possibly be the place for people to head. So I appreciate you telling me about it. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, like I say, thank you very much for inviting me here to do this. I mean, I guess, you know, if people are listening to this and they're, you know, they're lacking a plan to follow at this moment in time, and, you know, they're looking for something to really help them. As I say, you know, we've had hundreds and hundreds of people through the Quick Start Challenge now, and there's so many testimonials out there on YouTube and people that have actually got really great results, you know, and you know, I don't mean this to sound like a quick fix at all, but we've seen people get results in actually days and weeks rather than, you know, months and years, like a lot of things take that you can do. So, you know, as long as, you know, you've got a willingness to learn and you've got actually willing to implement and give one thing your focus, you know, we do have a proven plan here. You know, it's the plan that turned everything around for me, and it has done for countless other people that have followed this as well. You know, and like I said, I'm here and got the structure in my business now to really support people and help people through it. So it's not just a case of they'll be left to it, to just work through it at their own pace and get stuck if they possibly would or didn't understand anything. We're here to help, you know, so we've got the plan, we've got the support. All we're looking for now is people that are willing to implement it. So, you know, we're here to help.
I think there'll be a lot of people who are willing to try, because after all, if you do things on the internet, you tend to work from home, which cuts down on traveling costs, doesn't it? And there are so many people, especially as they get older, who've acquired skills and things over the years, especially if they've had hobbies, which they can actually turn into some sort of financial reward.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, of course. Yeah, and you know, I don't think there's anything better than working from home, actually, myself now. You know, I would hate to do anything different.
Well, especially if you're doing something you enjoy, and absolutely. If somebody has a hobby, then they've got a great interest in it. So I can't think of anything better than talking about something you really enjoy and sharing your knowledge with like-minded people. So if anybody listening thinks Dean can help on the road to financial freedom, you can check him out at www.jeanshoreonline.com/QSC. And good luck. So thanks, Dean, for chatting, and hopefully we'll hear from you soon, or I'll probably see you. Actually, I do remember when I first saw you, you seemed to be really, really shy, and I remember seeing you on stage, and you came up and you stood there with like your head down, and you reminded me of a little boy at a Christmas play.
Absolutely,
But
yeah.
you've certainly changed now. You've grown as a person and as a teacher, and I'm quite sure that your QSC can help everybody else develop in the same way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you
Do
very
you
much.
think so?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you
Yes.
feel more confident?
Yes, I do, to be honest. You know, and what you've just said there is absolutely right. I remember that myself. You know, I was always really shy and quiet, and I guess, you know, the fact of what I've done over the last few years has probably brought me out of my shell a lot. And, you know, I speak with people now, and like I say, I see a lot of people in that kind of same position as me that have a lot of, I guess, self-doubt as to whether they can do it, and they've maybe been through a lot of things and not had results as I did, and it does kind of beat your confidence down, to be honest. But you know, I've been through it now, and things have come good on the other side. So yeah, absolutely. You know, if anyone has that feeling about themselves, you know, I've absolutely been there. So you know, just go through that link, like you said, and let's see how it can help.
Because you do have to go through the comfort zone, don't you? Have to, if you want to develop, you have to step out of your comfort zone, don't
Oh,
you?
absolutely. Yes. You know, there's been, like you said there, that first time that you possibly saw me there, my head was down, stood in front of all these people. And, you know, that for me was massively outside my comfort zone. But, you know, even things such as, you know, putting my first ever video on YouTube, you know, if people saw that, you know, I'm so quiet and shy in that. And, you know, that was massively outside of my comfort zone. And still now I'm always pushing myself because I find that when I push myself outside of my comfort zone, it's something I don't feel entirely comfortable with doing for the first few times. I've always found when I do that and I do push myself, I get the greatest rewards from it.
Well, they do say if you don't feel uncomfortable, you're not actually learning, don't they? So,
Yes, that's great.
and another thing they say, if it doesn't kill you, it doesn't matter, does it?
Yes, very true. Yes, very true indeed. Yes.
Okay, well, that's brilliant. And you actually instruct some of your instructors now, don't you? Some of your previous teachers, have you not given advice to
Yes,
some
yeah,
of those?
that's a very bizarre thing, but yes, very, very true. Yeah, to me it feels very, very strange. I actually had someone visit my office yesterday, who's someone that I looked up to for many, many years, and they were actually coming to me for advice. They felt their things weren't going as well as they used to, and they were asking me for advice. So yeah, it's a very, very strange thing that's happened, but it appears to be that I'm now teaching some of the teachers, which is nice.
Well, there you go. Well, that's certainly a testament to your quick start challenge, isn't it? And your knowledge. So once again, if anybody wants Dean to help them on the road to financial freedom, go to www.deanshoreonline.com/QSC. And thanks for listening. Bye.